Hello, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN Show. Each week, Mom RN and her expert guests share practical advice for raising a happy, healthy family. Now, here's your host of the Ask Mom RN Show, Tamara Walker.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN Show. This is Tamara, and today is Monday, November 23rd, 2015. It is Thanksgiving week here in the United States, and we are busy preparing for family and travel and food and everything that goes along with Thanksgiving. And of course, focusing on being grateful and giving thanks during this holiday season. I, for one, am so thankful for all of you who tune in each week to the Ask Mom RN Show. And I'm grateful for all of our great guests that come on and share their expertise and their knowledge with us. It's always wonderful to talk with them and to share what they have to say with all of you who tune in each week. Thank you for being here with us, and we have a great show planned today. We've got some wonderful guests with important information and also some fun topics as well for the holidays. And we're going to start off talking about the holidays and how you can save some money on your holiday shopping this holiday season. Did you know that the National Retail Federation says that they are expecting the total amount spent on holiday giving this year to rise to $630 billion? That's incredible. That is a 3.7% increase over last year's spending. So they are predicting quite a jump there in spending for the holidays. So how can you stretch your buying budget this year and still get great gifts for all your family members and your friends that you buy gifts for? Well, we have Andrea Warrock back on the show. She's been with us before, and she is a nationally recognized consumer expert and a money-saving expert. And she's coming back to share some tips on how we can stretch our budget and get great deals this holiday season, save some money in the process.
Hi, Tamara. It's Andrea. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Andrea?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited to talk about holiday shopping.
Absolutely. And, of course, this is the time of year when we're all doing our holiday shopping. And, Andrea, you say that, you know, we may have some extra money that we're not even aware of. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Where can we find this extra money?
Yes. Well, your home is likely filled with clutter. So that could be anything from the clothing you don't wear or the clothing your kids don't fit into. Maybe it's toys your children don't play with anymore, old video games, old smartphones, just collecting dust in the kitchen drawer. All these clutter items can be sold for cash and help you pay for all those holiday purchases you have to make this time of year. And then also, you may have gift cards you haven't used. In fact, 37% of Americans who received gift cards last holiday season still haven't used them. And now is the time to sell those gift cards, which you can easily do at your local grocery store. Just look for the bright yellow Coinstar Exchange kiosk, and you can trade those gift cards in for instant cash payment right on the spot. And you may even have a jar full of coins, which is usually filled with more money than you expect, and you can trade those coins in for cash at the green Coinstar kiosk, or even trade those coins in for a no-fee e-gift card to stores like Amazon, Toys R Us, or even Starbucks, which you can then give as gifts or use towards your holiday shopping needs.
Oh, very cool. That's very cool. I didn't know that Coinstar offered all of that now.
Yes, it makes it really easy to exchange those gift cards, especially.
A lot of us end up, like you said, having piles of those that we haven't spent, so it's time to take that into consideration and do that. Well, Andrea, what kind of extra holiday expenses or extra just living expenses might come up during the holidays that we might not think about and need to be aware of?
It's really important for consumers to look beyond just their gift costs or travel costs, because there are a lot of these extra holiday expenses that come up, and that can really bust your budget and cause you to go into debt. So consider the extra babysitting services you have to pay for, postage for all your holiday greeting cards, online delivery fees, all the extra groceries you're going to be buying for your holiday guests or the holiday parties you're going to be throwing, because all those expenses will add up, and it's important to factor those in to your budget and your spending plan so you can make better buying decisions and not rely on those credit cards. So that's really important.
Now, Andrea, what are some things that you do with your family to stay within your holiday budget and not overspend?
Well, as I was mentioning earlier, selling clothes and your children's clothing is really easy to do online at sites like ThredUp.com. I also am a fan of eBay. I've sold a lot of items there, and I've made a few hundred dollars towards my holiday budget. You can also consider taking on a part-time retail gig and make some extra money towards your holiday shopping. And then every time you're shopping, you want to look for ways to save money. So a lot of retailers are price matching each other. You want to use the Shop Savvy price comparison app to make sure you're getting the lowest price. And then also Coupon Sherpa's mobile coupon app will help you save on those in-store purchases as well as online orders. And then take all those extra savings, all the money you earn, and base your budget on those funds.
A lot of us, you know, maybe save up money throughout the year to spend on the holidays, or maybe kind of putting away some money and waiting until Black Friday or Cyber Monday and all the holiday sales before we're actually ready to make those holiday purchases. How can we effectively stash away that cash and not spend it before we're ready to purchase our holiday shopping?
One of the best tips is to put it into a separate account so it's out of sight and out of mind, so a separate savings account. Perhaps it's linked to your checking account, so when you do need to take out the money, it's easy, accessible. However, whatever the money is that you've earned from selling things or money you've saved using coupons, put all of that into that account, and then this way you know just how much money you have to spend on gifts and all those other expenses. And then what I like is to take out the money that I need for my gifts when I go shopping and leave credit cards at home, so you're not tempted to overspend. You're not tempted to buy gifts for yourself when you're out buying for others, and that'll help you from overspending and buying things you don't need.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for giving us these great tips. Where can we find out more information?
Well, go to coinstar.com for info about exchanging gift cards and coins, and then all my shopping tips are at AndreaWarrock.com.
Thanks for being with us, and have happy holidays.
All right, thank you. You too.
And next we have an interview that was sent to us by celebrity chef Leticia Moreno-Schwartz, and she is a celebrity chef and cookbook author, and she has some important information to share for those who are living with diabetes, and also some information on how you don't have to sacrifice your Thanksgiving and holiday meals just because you're having to adjust for your diabetes. You can still have flavorful, great foods and eat well. So here's some important information from celebrity chef Leticia.
Hi, Leticia. It's so nice to have you on today. Now tell me, what is Desafiando la Diabetes?
Desafiando la Diabetes is a campaign through Merck and the American Diabetes Association with the goal to empower the Latin community to take control over type 2 diabetes and to work with their doctors to reach and set their A1C goal.
And what's your personal connection to type 2 diabetes?
Well, my grandfather died from complications of type 2 diabetes, so I know how serious the disease can be. And the alarming fact is that almost 13% of the Latin community in this country is already diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. That's what brought me to work in this campaign with Merck and the American Diabetes Association.
What is A1C, and why is it important for people with type 2 diabetes?
A1C is a blood test that doctors use to measure your sugar levels over a period of 2 to 3 months. And about one-third of adults living with diabetes are not at their A1C goal, which over time can lead to serious health problems.
And what is the importance of learning both the risks of high and low blood sugar?
So people are aware of controlling type 2 diabetes through diet, exercise, and medicine if appropriate. But not only you have to be aware of the risks of high blood sugar, but also low blood sugar, because it can really make people feel shaky or dizzy, sweaty, sometimes even faint. And low blood sugar can be caused by skipping meals or perhaps exercising too much. But what people may not know is that even certain diabetes medicines can be the cause for low blood sugar.
And what are some tips for people who are trying to eat healthier with type 2 diabetes? What can they do to change their diet?
Well, that's where I come in. As a chef and as a Latina, it is a mission of joy and love to take recipes that are traditional to our Latin repertoire and make them more diabetes friendly. So small tips that you can do are, for example, cook more at home instead of, you know, buying takeout food. The more you cook at home, the more you are in control of what goes in your food. Incorporate herbs and spices into your cooking. This way you don't have to use so much salt, which is something that we are always trying to avoid when you have type 2 diabetes. Another tip that I always use is make stock at home. One of the things that I've seen as a chef, that it's a big difference between restaurant cooking and home-style cooking, is that people don't know how to make chicken stock at home, but all you need to do is just, you know, throw those bones in a pot and pour some cold water and boil the heck out of it. So especially now with the turkey season coming up, don't throw those turkey bones away. Just put them in a pot and make turkey stock.
Great. And where can our listeners go for more information?
All of these information can be found on our website in Spanish called desafiandoladiabetes.com or in English, americasdiabeteschallenge.com, where you can also pledge to work with your doctor to reach and set your A1C goal. And you can also find bilingual resources as well as questions to ask your doctor. One of the things that we really want people to use our website is as an education center. So before you visit with your doctor, be sure to know what questions to ask by visiting our website. Once again, desafiandoladiabetes.com.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Absolutely. It is possible to live a healthier lifestyle even if you have type 2 diabetes. So don't be disencouraged. Just visit our website and stay on top of your A1C goal and work with your doctor.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank Chef Leticia for sending that to us. Now, you know that during this campaign for president, there's presidential candidates on both sides, both Democratic and Republican, who are crisscrossing the country and campaigning and shaking hands everywhere they go. Well, we may not be campaigning for president, but we are encountering some of the same things that these candidates are, and namely germs. This is the big cold and flu season, of course. Getting into the holiday season means getting into the winter and cold and flu season and being cooped up indoors and also being around lots of people during the holidays. It all makes us more susceptible for becoming ill. So whether you are going to be traveling this holiday season or encountering a lot of people, you need to be able to protect yourself from all of these germs. We have Dr. Charles Gerba, who also is known as Dr. Germ, and he's going to share some important information on how we can keep ourselves healthy this holiday season. Dr. Gerba is a microbiologist and a germ researcher. Let's welcome Dr. Germ to the show.
Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Gerba, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Thank you for being with us. Dr. Gerber, we see political candidates shaking hands all the time, everywhere they go. Why are our hands our worst enemies when it comes to staying healthy?
One of the issues with colds and flu season is you get the viruses on your hands if you have the cold or flu, breaking a cough, sneezing. In fact, about one-third of the people with a cold or flu have the virus on their hands. And like the candidates running around today are going to be shaking thousands of hands during the campaign. And what's going to happen, they're going to come across probably billions of viruses, or basically be handed billions of viruses during the campaign season. Probably why it's really important for them to practice good hand hygiene, like using a hand sanitizer or washing their hands very frequently.
And even for those of us who are not running for office, what are some of the most common germ-spreading surfaces that we are touching every day that we should avoid?
You have to realize, too, that anybody who has a cold or flu, they're going to be coughing and putting viruses on surfaces or touching surfaces and laying viruses down, sort of a virus minefield for you to go through every day. Common surfaces we find a lot of viruses and other germs on are like desktops, phones, computer equipment, doorknobs, fax machines, actually even coffee pot handles in break rooms can accumulate a lot because so many people touch those. And it's important to be aware of that and to practice good hand hygiene because you're going to run across these germs. You're going to be really basically running a gauntlet of germs every day, and you're gambling with them, and really the odds are to try to keep it in your favor and not the germ's favor is what you're really trying to do.
And should we be using a disinfectant on these surfaces?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to use a hand sanitizer and a surface disinfectant, particularly disinfecting wipes, I think, are the easiest to use in a lot of environments in that today. And we showed them pretty effective in reducing the spread of viruses in office buildings, for example.
Dr. Gerber, with the holidays upon us, we're going to be traveling more during the season. Which travel mode is the one that most likely puts us at risk for being ill?
Well, we've done studies on germs in different forms of mass transportation, and generally the germiest form of travel are trains followed by buses and then airplanes. Your actual risk of getting a cold or flu are about six times greater if you take a bus and travel in a car. And in an airplane, about one in four people on that plane you're going to be flying on is going to have a cold or flu virus in their nose or in their mouth. So you're really running a gauntlet all the time, as I say here. But eventually the odds are going to come into the germ's favor because of a mishap and touching the wrong surface, not washing your hands on a regular basis. So you really got to be prepared, too, if you get the cold or flu. And that's why it's important to get something in the medicine cabinet like Robitussin 12-hour cough relief, because every time you cough, if you have the flu, you're going to be putting out tens of thousands of droplets, and many of them can contain cold or flu viruses. Actually, if you cough near someone's face, they have a 1 in 2 probability of actually getting the cold or flu virus from you. So you should try to avoid coughing near anybody's face if you can.
And certainly cover up your coughs.
Yeah, really try to cough really in your shirt sleeve, back of your hand, and that. Not in your hand, because you're concentrating the viruses there.
Yes.
And then the next time you touch a surface, you're going to contaminate it.
And do you have some other tips to help us guard against germs? Because they're impossible to avoid. They're everywhere. But what can we do to maybe cut down our exposure to them?
Yeah, like I say, we're really gambling with germs, and the whole idea is to reduce your exposure all the time. And the things you can do during the cold flu season is a good hand hygiene, like I mentioned. Disinfect key surface areas like tabletops, desktops, computer equipment if you can. And try to avoid shaking hands of people who might have the cold or flu, and try to limit face touching if you can. If you do get the cold or flu, you know, Get lots of rest, stay home, keep hydrated, get something to treat the symptoms like Robitussin, severe multi-symptom cough and flu medicine. Not only relieves the symptoms, but it also prevents you from contaminating other surfaces when you're sneezing and coughing. It reduces the amount of sneezing and coughing. So you have to be aware how you contaminate the environment, too, because you don't want to spread colds and flus to your family members or at offices when you go to work, for example.
Very true. And you, of course, mentioned the importance of good hand-washing hygiene and using a hand sanitizer. A lot of people are still using antibacterial hand soaps. Would you talk a little bit about those and whether those are still recommended or no longer recommended?
Well, there's been debate on antibacterial hand soaps, and generally it's felt that regular hand washing is just as good and use of hand sanitizer. So regular soap and water seems to be just as good, and the use of hand sanitizers.
Dr. Durham, where can we go for more information about what we've talked about today?
For more information, you can go to Robitussin.com.
Thanks so much for being with us and providing these important tips for us.
Thank you.
And earlier we were talking about how to save some money on your holiday spending. Well, now we have some holiday gift ideas for those who love technology and video games and gadgets. Holiday gifting can be kind of stressful, trying to choose the right gift for each person. But when it comes to the best high-tech family fun, even Santa needs some help sometimes. So here to give us the scoop on what is popular this year is technology editor James Oppenheim. Hi, James. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And James, with our preteens and our teenagers, a lot of kids want video games for the holidays. But sometimes parents are concerned about some of these games can be pretty violent. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, are they all violent or are there some that are better than others for buying for our younger kids?
You know, at the holidays, I say leave the gore at the door. I've teamed up with some of the industry's best to talk about the wide range of family videos and video games and toys that are available for everybody to play with at the same time. I think there's a lot of things that are available for everyone to play with, and there's no better place to start than with Guitar Hero. Now, Guitar Hero is a new version this year. It's called Guitar Hero Live, and what's really amazing about it is they used actual live footage. You actually see how your game is working and how well you're playing by seeing how the crowd reacts. Not an animated crowd. This is live action video. It's really pretty incredible. Now, it makes you feel like a rock star. And the game also has the world's first playable music video network. There's always new music to play. And the game's all-new controller has three rows of buttons with two buttons each instead of the old straight inline like the old Guitar Hero had. It makes for a more realistic experience. You're actually sometimes playing chords instead of just one string at a time. So Guitar Hero Live is a great place to start. It's not violent, lots of fun. You can have two people playing guitar and another person singing, lots of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun for all ages. What are some games that are available, you know, when the family comes together, especially at the holidays, or if our family likes to do game night? What are some games that are good for all
Absolutely.
The ages?
I think it's so important to play with your kids. Skylanders Superchargers is a great game to play in just that way because you can drop in and out of it as you have time to play with the kids. You power up this video game with plastic action figures that make for a much more exciting way to play because they're fun on screen and off.
And James, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, what makes this so much fun is that the action figures actually come to life in the video game. And this year, there are actually vehicles as well as characters. So there are cars, there are submarines, there's all sorts of games in the game to play with. So it's not just an action game. There's racing. The worlds are so beautiful. And there's even a digital card game in Skylanders Superchargers that makes it really great for kids to use their thinking as well as their thumb skills. It's really a great game. Now, when you've got the whole family together, I say fire up Just Dance 2016. It gets everyone off the couch and dancing with over 40 tunes, including hits like Uptown Funk and All About That Bass, About That Bass. Everyone is dancing, everyone's having a good time, and depending upon your platform, up to 6 people can play at the same time. All they need is their smartphone and the free app. No extra accessories are needed, which makes it a real money saver because you don't have to buy 6 controllers. You can play with your friends. You can play online in the same room. It will even track, get this, how many calories you're burning as you're dancing.
Oh, very cool. I can tell you from experience the past few years, the Just Dance games are so much fun, and we've made it a family tradition when we get together at Christmas with all of our family and extended family. We have Just Dance dance-off contests, and it's a great game, and I cannot wait to play the 2016 version.
That's right, and you know what makes it so great is everyone is playing the game. Everyone's a little bit silly playing the game. There's competitive nature to it. There are also some fun games built into it. There's sharing of videos if you've got a platform that supports a camera. It's really a great game. Just Dance 2016. Can't recommend it enough. Now, if you know, you might be looking for a gadget as well. Not everything has to be a video game. We all
right.
have music, photos, videos on our phones and digital devices, and accessing and sharing that can be a bit of a pain. Plus, I don't know about you, I'm always running out of room on my cell phone. Well,
yes.
with the Kinect wireless stick from SanDisk, you can share music, photos, and videos. They can all be stored on this little flash drive, you know, like the kind that you always see that go into the computer. You can take off files with them. But what makes this special, the magic, is you can just put it in your bag or pocket and watch, listen, and share your files wirelessly on your PC, tablet, or smartphone.
So
here's the way it might work. You're driving to grandma's house. In the back seat, you've got 2 kids, each with their own smartphone. They both want to watch different movies. The movie is on this smart device. It's on the Kinect wireless stick, but they can access it via their smartphone wirelessly directly from the Kinect wireless stick. So it's a really cool device. They come in sizes all the way up to, get this, 128 gigabytes. I can remember when that would be like a city block worth of storage. So it's really a great device.
Oh, that's brilliant. James, what about toys? What's new in Toyland?
Well, I am so happy to tell you about Anki Overdrive, A-N-K-I Overdrive. This is the 21st century's answer to slot cars. You control the rechargeable wireless racers using your smartphone or tablet. There are no slots, so you can change lanes with the cars at will. The track snaps together fast with magnets, and it can then be split apart and put away just as easily. The basic set comes with enough track to make 8 different track shapes. Then you can add extra pieces like jumps and crash modes so that you can do all sorts of stunts. You can race up to 3 other players at a time or practice against the artificial intelligence cars. They are incredible. Each car has its own personality and improves. The more you play, the more you win, the better your cars get. So it's really more than just a racing game. It's a game where you are developing and learning skills as you're playing the great Anki Overdrive.
That sounds like so much fun. Well, James, you have shared some awesome ideas and products that we should consider for our holiday shopping. Where can we learn more and find out about all these great items?
Well, come to my website. It's called jamesgames.com. I'm the James in jamesgames.com. I test products all year round, take them out of the box, make sure that the claims that are made are what really comes out of the box, and I'm happy to share with you on TV some of the very best, on radio some of the very best, and also online even more so that you'll be all set when it comes time to do your holiday shopping.
Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for having me on, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. November is National Healthy Skin Month, and from dark blemishes to nagging lines and wrinkles, we all have things that we would like to change about our skin. And it used to be only celebrities could really afford to get the benefits of expensive corrective cosmetic surgeries and procedures. But there's a big trend now where the rest of us are enjoying the benefits of less invasive skincare innovations that can make you look and feel your best. So in honor of National Healthy Skin Month, we have celebrity dermatologist from Extreme Makeover and The Doctors, Dr. Ava Shamban. And she's going to be sharing a little bit about some of the latest skincare treatments to help slow down aging and make stubborn skin issues disappear. Welcome, Dr. Shamban, to the Ask Mom RN show, and happy National Healthy Skin Month.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled that they've devoted a whole month to my...
Dr. Shamban, would you first tell us some of the common mistakes that we tend to make with our skincare?
Well, the most common mistake is not using the skincare. People have it sitting on their shelf and they admire it, but they don't use it. The second most common mistake is not using sunscreen. People feel that the sun has to, you have to actually see the sun in order to worry about ultraviolet rays. But in fact, the ultraviolet can penetrate through glass as well as clouds. So it's important to use sunscreen 24/7. And the third thing is knowing that if you have an issue with your skin, that there is a treatment available. So many people feel that they may suffer from premature aging or they may have acne scars. And in fact, there are treatments for both of those issues, and people need to go in to see a professional.
And you mentioned, of course, the acne scars and problems with the skin. What are some other common complaints that you tend to have from your patients about skin?
People, well, of course, acne. People suffer from acne. Also, rosacea. People often do not know that they have rosacea, that redness and flushing. And then pigmentary changes of the skin, so brown spots, red spots, just texture irregularities. All of these issues can be effectively addressed now with the newer creams, the newer treatments that we have available in the office.
Now, would you discuss some of those treatment options with us?
Yes. So for the... Well, I'm really all about prevention of aging and signs of aging, such as pigmentary changes in the skin as well as lines and wrinkles. And so some of the treatment options are fillers. And last year alone, there were 2.3 million people that had fillers in this country. I think that's a small number. I think it should be up to like 20 million in the next couple of years. It's nice because it's non-invasive, very low, very treatment of these smile lines here. It has a 5-year approval, which is much longer than some, than the other fillers that are out there, which are 6 to 12 months. Also, it has a 12-month approval for the treatment of old acne scars. And other treatments that we use for premature aging and to help prevent aging are some of the tissue tighteners, some intense pulse light for treatment of brown and red spots, as well as different lasers, depending on the issue of the person. So it really has to be a tailored treatment.
And when it comes to the injectable fillers, are these procedures becoming more common now? Are they being used more often?
Yes, it used to be that people thought, oh, I can't have those treatments. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not on television. But in fact, these treatments are available to everyone, and it is definitely much more common. We've seen increases every year, 30 to 40% of these non-invasive injectable treatments. And so it's wonderful how we can now have a very long-lasting treatment, Smile-On. Very important.
So it could last up to 5 years, are you saying?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the approval for Bellafillin.
Wow.
Smile-On in these lines.
And typically how many treatments have to happen before you see that long-term, long-lasting result?
The 5-year, it was with a single treatment, but typically
wow.
We do a single treatment and then maybe do a second one, touch it up in a couple of weeks after the initial one. But it was seen with a single treatment.
Are there other things that we can do at home to take care of our skin? And you mentioned, of course, sunscreen and the importance of it. What are some other ways we can protect our skin and maybe correct some of the damage we've done?
So I like to have a skincare regimen that includes an antioxidant in the morning, a sunscreen in the morning, and certainly an eye cream. And there's the Regenica eye cream that's very effective for fine lines and wrinkles around the eyes, And at night, I like to use something either in the retinoid category, depending on your skin, because all of those will stimulate the formation of collagen as well as keep the skin nice and smooth and even out pigment irregularities. So an effective skincare regimen is one that you use every day, and secondly, one that has enough active ingredients so that you'll have a result. So I recommend consulting with a dermatologist to develop a skincare routine. You don't need to go in like every 2 minutes, but something so that you really know that you're going to see benefit, which will help both prevent aging and correct any signs of aging that you might have, whether you're 25 or 85.
Dr. Shanvan, thank you for providing this information today. Where can we learn more?
So you can learn more at www.bellafill.com, B-E-L-L-A-F-I-L-L, or at my website, avamd.com, A-V-A-M-D.com.
Thank you again for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Although considered a rare disease, gastrointestinal and pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, otherwise known as NETs or NETs, are now ranked as the second most prevalent GI malignancy behind colon cancer. The disease can be difficult to diagnose and is still not well understood by many in the medical community. And as a result of this, many people with NETs may wait 5 to 7 years to receive a diagnosis. We have Dr. Eric Liu returning to the show to talk about this rare cancer and also to discuss a new survey that examines the journey to being diagnosed with NETs. Dr. Liu is an internationally recognized surgeon who specializes in neuroendocrine tumors at Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers in Colorado. He is also the chief medical advisor for Healing NET Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to providing education about neuroendocrine tumors and cancers to the medical community and supporting the best possible care for neuroendocrine patients. So let's welcome Dr. Liu to the show. Hello, Dr. Liu. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Hi, Tamara. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for being with us. Dr. Liu, would you tell us what are gastrointestinal and pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, and why are they so difficult to diagnose?
Oh, sure. It's quite a mouthful, first of all. But these neuroendocrine tumors, they're small cancers that appear from tiny little cells that control lots of things in your body, from breathing to digestion. And every now and then, they turn to tumors. And the funny thing is they tend to be slow-growing tumors, and so people don't always recognize it. So it can be very difficult to diagnose. And unfortunately, it may take 5 to 7 years to make the correct diagnosis, which means that it's given time for the disease to spread. You'd be surprised. There are actually at least 112,000 people walking around the United States with neuroendocrine tumors now, and over 1,500 cases are diagnosed each year. So there are quite a few people with this disease, and so I'm hoping to create more awareness of it through you and through, you know, things like this.
And Dr. Liu, what are some of the signs and symptoms that go along with NETs?
Well, these neuroendocrine tumors can be very difficult to diagnose, which is why it takes so long. And the reason is because they can have quite a variety of symptoms. They can be things like flushing or diarrhea or just simple abdominal pain. Or even sometimes these tumors have no symptoms at all. So you can imagine how difficult and challenging that is to diagnose. But because of the variety, it's really very tricky. And so, and also some of these symptoms can be caused by other problems. And I'm not here to cause a panic. I just want people to be aware of the possibility. Because sometimes your abdominal pain, unfortunately, is caused by a cancer. And so having these symptoms such as diarrhea, flushing, abdominal pain, or even things like rashes or diabetes or recurrent pneumonia, if these symptoms persist longer, definitely have an open conversation with your physician and see if it could be caused by something unusual, even something as unusual as a neuroendocrine tumor.
And, you know, you said that these are sometimes misdiagnosed. What are some of the illnesses that this may be mistaken for?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. One of the common things, just imagine the combination of flushing and diarrhea is one set of symptoms that comes with our neuroendocrine tumors. So if you have flushing, it's very common for people to be diagnosed with menopause. If you have persistent chronic diarrhea, it's very simple for people to be diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. And these are symptoms, diagnoses that can last for a long time. So they may give you some medicine, they may give you some hormones, and if the therapy doesn't work for an extended period of time, it's maybe time to entertain other possibilities, even something as unusual as a neuroendocrine tumor.
And Dr. Liu, if someone is experiencing gastrointestinal issues, what should they bring up to their doctor? What questions should they ask them?
Well, the most important thing is to feel that you can have an open dialogue with your physician. Because remember, as a healthcare professional, we can't be with you 24 hours a day. So we really depend and rely on you to give us that information so we can help you as best as possible. But the questions you might want to ask is, especially if the symptoms are persisting, you're not feeling any better, do we have the right diagnosis? Could it be caused by something else? Is the therapy that we've chosen correct? You know, usually if your antacid medicine isn't quite working, maybe there's something else going on. Do we need a little bit more investigation? And also, is it possible that we need a second opinion? So these are some of the things that you want to make sure you can ask your physician, because remember, it's our goal for you to live as healthy and as best a quality of life as possible. So these are some of the things that we can work with together to make you feel as healthy as possible.
And if someone is diagnosed with NETs, what are some of the treatment options available for them?
Well, we're very fortunate. Despite the fact it's hard and difficult and late to diagnosis, we do have lots of therapies, even in stage 4 cancer. So that may include surgery, that may include hormones, it may include chemotherapy or radiation. So you can see it can be really quite complicated. And one of the things we encourage, especially with these NETs or these neuroendocrine tumors, it's for people to seek a second opinion from a neuroendocrine expert. Unfortunately, that person may not live in the same state, and so you may have to travel, but having that person as part of your care team is something we highly encourage with these kind of unusual types of tumors.
And when someone's diagnosed with cancer, they need a lot of information, they need resources. Where can you go for resources for someone who has been diagnosed with NETs?
Absolutely. And there are a lot of
resources available.
Yeah, there are a lot of resources on the internet for NETs, but one place that we're very excited about is a new site called knowyournets.com, and that's NETS, knowyournets.com. It's a new site that was developed specifically to provide education about the disease process. So there's information about signs, symptoms, kind of what the disease is, what's the biology, what does it mean, what to expect, what are the different types of therapies. So it's a great place to get started, and it's a great place to really begin the educational process if you think you have a neuroendocrine tumor, or even if you've already been diagnosed. It's still a great place to receive a lot of information.
Dr. Liu, we thank you for being with us and providing this information today. Could you give us that website one more time, please?
Absolutely, and I thank you for having me, Tamara. The website is knowyournets.com. It's a great place to start.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Moms are on call 24/7 between carpooling, helping with homework, packing lunches, and everything else that goes into being a mom. So it's no wonder a recent survey conducted by Wakefield Research and AM Resorts revealed that 67% of moms feel that they would be happier if they had the opportunity to travel more frequently. Joining us to share some vacation ideas for overworked moms are the moms, Denise Albert and Melissa Gerstein of themoms.com. Let's welcome them to the show.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Denise and Melissa. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being with us. And Denise and Melissa, you know, moms are already stressed out. We're already very busy. And even if we want to take a vacation, sometimes the thought of planning one can feel overwhelming. So what are some steps we can take if we want to plan a vacation? How can we make it less stressful?
Well, that's a great question. I think the best thing that you can do is no excuses and just book it. As busy working moms, it's really important to get away, and the first thing that you can do is try to figure out What do you want to do? What kind of trip do you want? Do you want to take a mom's trip, a girlfriend trip? Do you want to take a trip with your family or your significant other?
And you mentioned several different options. How do we choose the right type of vacation for us?
Well, you have to think about, do you want action? Do you want a spa retreat? There's so many things that you can think about before booking your trip. We love working with Dreams Resorts and Spas. They have over a dozen beachside properties from Cancun to Punta Cana to Costa Rica. And what they offer is unlimited luxury. That means gorgeous accommodations, endless gourmet food and drink, and beautiful pools. Really something for everyone.
Sounds beautiful and fun. Do you have any tips for us if we want to bring our kids along on vacation?
Yes. You know, you have to think about, really, again, what kind of trip you want and are they going to be bored? And another nice thing that Dreams Resorts and Spas offers families is the Explorers Club. It's a fully supervised adults, not adults, fully supervised for adults, it's fully supervised for kids. They have tons of activities so that the adults can enjoy the spa or read a book. It's really great. I recently went to Punta Cana's Dreams Resorts and Spas with my family. My kids had a ball in the Explorers Club, and I had a ball being away from them for a few minutes.
Well, every mom needs a break, and when we take a vacation, we want it to be a success for everyone. Do you have any secrets to share with us on how to have a successful vacation?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to have a successful vacation, it's really important to figure out which trip works for you. So it's really key to be organized. I happen to like plane rides that are less than 5 hours. And if you're on the East Coast, a really great destination to get to is Cancun. If you're coming from the West Coast, a great destination is someplace like Los Cabos. But you want to figure out what works within your budget. So you can plan the right trip for you so that you can easily reconnect and recharge. And 72% of the people surveyed said that they like to try new destinations. So I'm actually one of those people, and I'm going to be taking my boys to Cancun in December. They've never been to Mexico, so I'm really excited about trying something new. And on the heels of what Denise just said, you know, what's really fabulous about Dreams Resorts and Spas is they're all-inclusive. So what happens is you're not thinking about the bill because, again, of all their offerings, it's just all-inclusive. And so when you're a busy working mom, you can just it just covers everything that you think about when you're checking off all your boxes before you're booking a vacation.
Well, where can we learn more about Dream Resorts and more information about your tips for taking a fun and successful vacation?
Mm-hmm. You want to go to dreamsresorts.com/momsescape. And now's a really good time to start to plan as we approach the new year. It's a great thing to add to your list for the New Year's resolution. No more excuses. Remember, book it. Book it.
Denise and Melissa, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you, and happy holidays and safe travels to you.
You too. You too.
And, of course, with the holidays comes having holiday parties. And if you're going to be having a holiday party, you want to make sure that it's a special time and fun event for your family and friends that you're inviting and having over. So here to help us with some of our holiday celebration planning is Whitney Miller, who is the Season 1 winner of MasterChef and the author of Modern Hospitality, Simple Recipes with Southern Charm. She's got some tips for helping us to modernize our holiday entertaining and make it a great time for all. Hi, Whitney. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And Whitney, your book is called Modern Hospitality. So could you give us some tips about how we can modernize our family, our holiday entertaining, our holiday parties, and family entertaining?
Yeah, definitely. So I won MasterChef at age 22. And after winning MasterChef, I wrote my first cookbook, Modern Hospitality, and now my second cookbook, New Southern Table, just released. So I definitely have a lot of entertaining experience, especially coming from a big family. I'm always doing the cooking. So my entertaining tip is to always think of one signature side dish. And that way you can at least know one dish is going to be talked about all dinner long. And I love when people ask for the recipe because that's, you know, one of the biggest compliments besides the smile on their face when they're eating it. So for this year, I have a honey mustard potato gratin, which is definitely a unique take on a potato dish. I don't know if you've ever had honey mustard in a potato dish, have you?
No, I have not.
Well, it's very unique, and it adds that kind of sweet and tangy flavor to this creamy potato dish. And it uses honey, which I love to use when I'm trying to sweeten things naturally, and it's so versatile because in my cookbook, I use it to add a little sweetness to a vinaigrette, in my baked goods, and even make homemade preserves with it.
That sounds delicious. Well, Whitney, where do you start for planning a great holiday party and dinner? You, of course, mentioned having a great side dish, but
yes.
When you're planning, what do you start with?
For appetizers, I love to plan interactive appetizers, and that way your guests have something to entertain themselves with while I'm putting all the finishing touches on the meal. So I would put together a cheese spread, and with all types of toppings, from your honey to bits of pomegranates and peach slices, and you can grill some to really caramelize the flavors, especially grilled pears, really nice. But I love that they will be entertained, and they're easy for you as the hostess to assemble.
Whitney, what kind of beverages do you recommend for modern entertaining?
I have a great recipe in the cookbook, New Southern Table, and that is a coffee milk tea. And it first starts off with a nice brewed cup of coffee, and I can make a huge pitcher of this drink if I use the carafe from Capresso. They have that 3-in-1 brewing system. So you can do the single cup, the carafe, which is a 42-ounce, or I need also a cup of green tea for that drink recipe as well. So I mix coffee, green tea, milk, and I sweeten it, and it's served over ice, and it's really a unique take on a kind of like iced coffee.
It sounds really interesting.
And then
Whitney,
also,
what? Oh, go ahead.
No, you can go.
Well, what is your surprise holiday party ingredient for your recipes?
Well, this year I'm adding a little southern sweetness to my dishes with Palm Wonderful's fresh pomegranates. And you can easily pull together a meal in no time and also add a festive color to your dishes like roasted Brussels sprouts and put a little bit of the pomegranate arils on top. And it really will add color, but also even kids will, I think, gravitate towards this dish because of the sweetness. And it's something different you don't normally see paired with Brussels sprouts.
And many people have a traditional main course at their party. What are you using this year for the main course?
Well, I will be doing a lot of cooking. But if I'm going over to someone else's house and they might not have that time for an effortless, entertaining season, you can go to omahasteaks.com, and they have a very special entertaining package for you that includes a ham, includes two sides, Brussels sprouts with bacon and sweet potatoes, and you get two pies, a pecan pie and an apple crumble pie. And this is from a family-owned fifth-generation company, so I feel good knowing that it's coming from one family that definitely puts their special touches on their food to another, to your table.
Sounds delicious. Do you have any other suggestions for us for modernizing our holiday parties this season?
I do. I have tons of different entertaining tablescapes that I like to put together and based off of a theme. So if I'm going for rustic, I love to put pieces of pottery out and serve the food in it. Or like if you're serving a salad or a bread basket, instead use a wooden bowl. Also, use like a cutting board. It's very rustic to put out your cheese spread or your appetizers if you're doing bruschetta. And it just really adds that kind of welcoming, easygoing feel to your party. And it also, I think, makes people feel very comfortable.
Whitney, you mentioned you have a new cookbook out. Would you tell us a little bit about what we can find in it?
So New Southern Table just released November 3rd. And it is the second of my cookbooks, and it's so exciting. It has 150 recipes, and there's recipes that were inspired by my great-grandmothers and my grandmothers. And I also put a spin on some cultural dishes like the coffee milk tea, which is Asian inspired. I do steam buns using my olive oil biscuit dough. And, you know, I just love to incorporate Southern ingredients and even some cultural food. And that way, I feel like it makes making Asian or Indian a little less intimidating because you know the ingredients you're working with.
Whitney, where can we find out more information about your tips for modern holiday entertaining and also your recipes?
So you can go to whitneymiller.net to find more information about the cookbook and some recipes. You can also visit tipsontv.com for all the recipes from Palm Wonderful and Capresso.
Thank you so much for being with us, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
And we want to thank all of you for being with us today and all of our great guests. We want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Mom RN and the Ask Mom RN show. And from my family to yours, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week, a great holiday celebration with your family and friends, and be safe out there. Some parts of the country may have bad weather, so keep an eye on the weather and stay safe and stay warm. And if you're out Black Friday shopping, be careful and have fun. I hope that you all have just a fabulous time. And you can always find us right here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/flylady, or just search for the Ask Mom RN show. And you can find us at momrn.com. And we would love to connect with you on Facebook at facebook.com/AskMomRNShow. And on Twitter, we are at MomRN. YouTube, just search for Ask Mom RN Show or Mom RN, and you'll find us there. And we would love to hear from you. If you have a guest suggestion or a topic idea, something you want to ask and you want our experts to provide information on, please contact us, and we would love to try to help you out. So again, thank you for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We will be back next Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern with lots more great guests and topics and some helpful tips on your Cyber Monday shopping and your holiday entertaining and shopping and staying healthy this holiday season. We want you and your family to have a happy, healthy holiday season. So, happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk with you next Monday. Thanks for tuning in.